spiritual cinder cones. The testimonies of some people are like signs on the dead cinder cones on the sides of the volcano. Once upon a time, they were overflowing with the fire of the Holy Spirit and divine inspiration, but now they have only cold, dead cinder cones of memory to remind them of what once had been. It is as if they sadly declare, "I used to be on fire with a godly fire of devotion burning in my heart. I first received this baptism of the Holy Spirit on 19, but now my heart is burned out. His fire is no longer blaze within me. Somehow, I am out of touch with past reality, and my heart is cold and empty. I no longer feel warmed by the glory of His presence within me." This was not the intention of Jesus when He said He would send the Holy Spirit, this Paraclete of God. He was to abide forever. As Jesus, the first Paraclete, had lived in close communion with His disciples, the second Paraclete would also be with them. Just as Jesus lived with them and helped in every time of need, to them He had always been to them an ever-present Paraclete. He was there ever ready to rebuke, to defend, to provide, or open the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Nevertheless, even as there are those who lose the fire of their heart, there are also those blessed disciples who refuse to live without His abiding presence. When Jesus asked the 12, "Will you also go away?" these disciples, with Simon Peter, would answer, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." John 6:67. In the days of Jesus, many decided they did not want to walk with Him anymore. They left Him for other company and guides. However, as with the first Paraclete, many would also turn away from the coming Paraclete as earthly things enticed them into serving the gods of this world. By their actions, they would say, "We do not want to be in close communion anymore. It is fine when He heals and blesses us, but when He warns us of our ways or directs our paths, we are afraid we will lose some of our pleasures and coveted pastimes. We do not understand Him, for He says things that are unpalatable and even irrational to us. He asks us to do things that we find difficult to do. We prefer to be left alone and only draw close to Him when we are in some desperate trouble. To dwell together in intimate fellowship requires the cooperation of both parties. John tells us that though Jesus came unto His own did not receive Him. For two to dwell together requires the goodwill of both parties. Can two walk together except they be agreed? God, the Comforter, came to abide with His people in peace and harmony, but they too must also abide with Him. The Advocate. In the courts of law, an advocate finds it extremely difficult to help his client if that client refuses to cooperate or to receive his ministries. The attorney requires that his client fully opens his mind, confides in him, and tells him the truth of the matter in his case. A lawyer is greatly hindered in his role as an advocate if his client is deceitful or does not trust him. He cannot make a good case before the magistrate if he doesn't have the whole truth in detail. An effective advocate must have the trust and an unadorned truth from his client. When the Paraclete comes as an advocate to the sinner to help him before the judge of all mankind, there must be a full, open-hearted confession of the truth of his crime so that the advocate can make a successful appeal for mercy. If the client refuses his attorney's ministries as an advocate, spurns his help, and ignores his counsel, then his advocate withdraws his services. Likewise, the Holy Spirit will not impose His services as advocate unless His help is wanted, called for, and His advice accepted.